You're about to experience the Play Myself show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
Play Myself show.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
So we're really excited.
I'm Mo. You know, I'm Mo.
I know, and I was gonna introduce Mo, but he was got a little overzealous.
Nah, you took
on that.
Long.
But so Evie, so for first off, I want to tell the people who are listening how we met. And this is one of the greatest stories that I tried to save for this. It was just we're both LGL fam, right? And you came in one day. I don't know what kind of coffee you were drinking or what you were doing, but you were like, look, if anyone needs help, DM me, and I'm here to help. And I don't care what it is, where you are, I just want to help. And I was like, she's talking to me. She's talking to Mo. So I want to give you your flowers for that, Evie, because that was awesome on your behalf. And I don't know how many people took took heed to that or took you up on that like we did. But I want to say thank you first and foremost.
Oh, it's fun. I'm like, I love doing shows. And yeah, a couple of shows came out of it that were like, hey, yeah, we want to have you on just chatting. And it's like, I just love jumping on, especially with somebody that's new to it, that's figuring things out. I'm like, look at me right now. I've been doing this for how long? And just 5 seconds before we are going live, my whole setup is just like, no, we're not doing this. You are restarting everything. So it's like, I just love doing it. So I'm happy you took me up on that and I'm here.
No, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And it was so hard to do homework on you. So Mo and I both.
Why was it hard? I'm like, I'm literally like everywhere.
Well, because you have your, you are everywhere, but you have your cult following, and which I figured out. And but you also appear on a lot of LGL fans, like elite members show. Like these dudes, like the overlays and everything is so perfect. So it was kind of intimidating, but just like, I started to go, at least myself, and then Mo would talk, is I started to go a little manual, kind of analog on it. I was like, let me see what this lady is actually about. Like, what is her deal as opposed to, what we see on the surface? And what I saw was, it kind of was super inspiring, was you interacting with your live chat, you telling them, like, look, do what you want. You know what I mean? Like, this is going on. We don't care. And this is not what I sell, but this is what I offer. It's not going to take one session. This is what you need to build. And it was super inspiring to me. So yeah, I like that.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I'm like, I've been around the block for a while. Oh my God. Back in the day. Oh, I went live for the first time running a show back in Google Plus days.
Wow.
Google, wow. That stuff doesn't even exist anymore. Okay. But that's where I met a lot of people, where my online journey actually started with Mike Alton, Stephanie Liu. Stephanie Liu is a lot around in our eCamp community too.
Mm-hmm.
And just took it from there. So it's like we all start somewhere. And just because I happen to know a couple of people doesn't make us more fancy than anybody else. We all just got to go our own path.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and like I read your bio and your story, and it was really heart-wrenching. And your last interview, when you talked about like that transitional event, that's what like really caught me, like into the taking time for yourself deal and being the best version of yourself and just trying to let that transition into what you want to do and like building it so it doesn't seem like you're kind of like a slave to like your passion.
So So for everybody that's watching, what he's talking about is in, I don't even know the year. When was it? 2014, end of 2014. I lost my husband to cancer after 2 years taking care of him. And that was kind of like my wake up call where I'm like, you know what? Life is too short to do the things we want to do tomorrow. It's like everybody always tells you, you know, when people are getting to the point of, why didn't I do that? They never regret things they've done. They always just regret things they haven't done. Right. And I think that right there kind of was my wake-up call of, you know what? Just do it. It doesn't matter how I'm going to look. I'm like, I look back at some of my video and I'm like, holy, I did that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not pulling it down. Like, it's fun going back, looking at some crappy, not even 1920 video. It's like, it wasn't even HD quality. I had a crappy microphone and I looked like, I'm like, my backdrop was a corner with a door. Right. So, but it's like, we just need to get over ourselves where it's like, once I go live having bubbly and crazy hair sometimes because they know me. It's my unplugged show. It's like my YouTube video, my recorded videos are all cute and all nice.
Oh, I've seen you.
But my live show is, you're going to see me with a baseball cap. You're going to see me with the hair up. You're going to see me with my weird, just get the hair up and out of my face kind of thing. Or if it's a video recording day and it's like, just hit the damn button, just go live. People are going to like you for you. They don't care. I'm like, you guys have it easy, right? You just take a little bit of towel and your camera ready.
Like live.
Getting
live.
All this camera ready takes an hour.
That's a whole thing.
I got a baldy, so. I don't have to get ready. You know, I just wake up or not even wake up. I get off of work and I just come here after a shower. I don't even have to do my hair, nothing. Just, you know, so I can remember the
first
time.
That's why I love my live show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
Like, however I end this day, you happen to get video day. I had a whole bunch of appointments and had to fast squeeze in a YouTube recording in there too. So you get the whole video look. But yeah, it's like, people don't really care, so I hope more people just hit the damn button and just go live, just talk to your people.
100%. It's definitely intimidating at first, right? But the premise of our show is just that, and that's why we felt like it was like kind of like a break of the midnight moment where you said you would come on, because you're all about being authentic. And when you talk about like the loss of your husband and everything, like that's what I don't know if Mo did, and he's gonna ask questions after, but like that's where I got on board the Evie train. I was like, wow, she's like super authentic, and this is what people need to see in order to get it. Because I've been present in your live chats, and I've been just like, I wouldn't say trolling you, because I think I've only said positive things, but I've been there and I'm like, wow, like she, like, where do you get your confidence from?
I'm laughing because I literally had this conversation today. And the interesting thing is practice. Practice and I don't. That's the two things I want to say. Practice and I don't. Yes, I am confident. Yes, I know who I am. But I have the same struggle everybody else has. I have days where I'm like, God damn it, I need to record YouTube videos. And I push it out from Monday to Tuesday, and I push it out to Wednesday, and I push it out to Thursday, and I'm not feeling right. And I'm like, what am I going to talk about this time? And nobody is commenting on my channel. I have the same exact struggle, but it's just like working out. It's just like driving a car. It's just like walking or brushing your teeth. Just do it. One of the things that helps me a lot is reminding myself that anxiety feels just like excitement. So I'm in general a really anxious person. That 3 o'clock waking up in cold sweat, I have the whole thing going on. So when I am having one of those days of my laptop is screwing around 5 minutes before I'm supposed to go live, even though I had everything set up. Mm-hmm. And that anxiety rises up. I'm like, you know what? I chose that that is not anxiety. That's not fear. That's just excitement, because now I have a little bit of struggle and somebody in the universe is challenging me to just get through it and just roll with it. What am I going to do? So really just changing that view of this is not fear and anxiety, this is excitement, because your body feels the same way in that situation. You decide what you make out of it.
Right.
And just do. But again, it's like I can be just fine on my couch, not talking to anybody and not looking at a camera, so I don't have to deal with actually clicking that button.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose to help people, and the only way I can do that is by being public, by being on camera, by showing my face.
Mm.
2 years ago, it was the only way for, not the only way, but the only way for quite a few people to understand me. My accent was way stronger. So I had quite a few people who were like, what did you just say? Especially when they didn't see me. So video was the perfect platform for me.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that you can do is just do.
Wow, that's awesome. I think Mo has something to say. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah. So, once again, thank you for being on the show. We do appreciate it. I have a lot of fun questions, but my first question for you is, what did you want to do growing up, and
I just lost audio. Now the question is, did I lose audio, or did we lose you completely audio?
One second.
No, you're good.
There we go.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right, great. So the question was, what did you want to do growing up, and was it different than what you are currently doing now?
I never thought I would be sitting on the computer all day. Having said that, I love that question. And it's been interesting. I never had I want to be as a kid. I never really had this whole, you know, like some people want to be teachers, some people want to be mom. I never had any of that. I just kind of rolled with the punches, which initially got me into the position of becoming an electrician. Because I was a daddy's girl, I grew up a tomboy. Dad was an electrician, so it was like, cool, that's where we're going to go. It still helps me to today. I wouldn't want to do it again. I've always had fun in hospitality, just connecting with people, talking with people, making them happy, and I love food. So I've pretty much been doing that since I was 16, and on and off, always help friends in hospitality. You need a host? Fine, call me. I'm coming in, having fun, few hours, enjoying that energy. It's a nice high energy where it's like you have that drive and that push, and then you leave and you're like this comfortable, exhausted. But yeah, from where I am now, we had the electrician, hospitality, and I had my own pub at some point. And then I moved from Germany to the States, met my late husband, and kind of ended up in this video production, social media thing, where I'm like, you know what, social media manager, that's not my thing. But his clients needed web design. So I started with web design and just kind of followed the yellow brick road. Life told me what they needed, so I did it, and I had fun with it. And then when he passed away, I looked at all the things I had, his company, my company, what am I doing with clients? And I realized, I'm like, they're coming to me for web design, and they're leaving with full-on business coaching. I should be getting paid for that. And that's when Ask Evie started to become what it is now, the business efficiency consulting. And again, just following the yellow brick route. Pretty much the market and my audience told me what they want and what they need, and I just followed it in conjunction with things I love doing. I always love sorting things out and automating things and just making sense of things. So my day never gets boring.
But yeah,
But yeah, I never thought I would sit on a computer all day. That was, but I love it.
Yeah, see, I never thought that I would I never thought that I would be in the military or working at my job with the New York State of Health, or, you know, I never thought that I would be doing any of those things. And in fact, I never thought that I would work in a job where I actually sat at a cubicle. You know, I just never, I never thought that that would be something that I did. And honestly, I just, I started following, kind of following the yellow brick road, as you said too. You know, I just didn't know, I didn't know how to, I guess I didn't know how to get to that place, you know, and, I always wanted to, I always wanted to work in a nice clean job. You know, I always saw my dad going to work every day. He always had the cologne and he had the suit, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, I want to be like that. But at the same time, I never thought that I would be in a place where I would work at, in a, you know, in a place where I was working at a cubicle and, you know, I was at a professional job. Because honestly, I never thought that I was good enough. And it kind of goes back to what you were saying about just going for it, you know, just like with the podcast, you know, just going for it and trying to trying to do something. And I'd rather try to do something and to say that I failed at it than to have that, like, what if, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's always kind of been my motto, is that if I want to do something in life, then I need to just go ahead and do it, you know? So, I mean, I love that answer from you. So I completely agree with what you say. And I think that we have more in common than I thought.
Everybody that wants to go on their own feet is going through the same path. And by the way, fail only means first attempt and learning. So as long as you take the learnings out of what you consider failing, it's not a failure. It's only a failure if you are not getting any learnings from it. I'm like, I've ended up on my nose so often with things that didn't work, with offers I thought would be the answer to every question that my clients have, and they just didn't go for it. It's everything is just data points. And if something doesn't work out, you got the data points that it doesn't work out, then look into it. Why didn't it work out? Adjust and do it again. It's just like driving. I learned on a stick. You wouldn't believe how often I killed the car before I finally actually drove that thing. So we always just learn. And comes that fits perfect with James Andrew's question in the comment section of what our advice is for starting a business. It's finding that, what are you good at? What are you passionate about? Because if you start your own business, you're going to have a passion for it, or you're not going to keep going. Money alone is not going to drive you in your business. If you don't speak with business to your values and things you like doing, you're not going to keep doing it. And that combined with just listen, really just listen, jump into a community like our Let's Get Live VIP community, the eCam community, something, and really just listen. You're going to see the audience pop up questions that says, how do you do this? How do you do that? How does this function? And you're going to start seeing trends of where people need help that align with what you love doing and what you are good at. So really just have an open mind and look what your community that you are in is asking for. That's how I ended up specializing myself on content creators and business efficiency for them. because I love business efficiency and I love content creation. So there we already have those two pieces. And then my love for content creation, I look at my content creators and it's a chaos often enough because we are artsy. We love creating. We love building things. We don't care about how this stuff actually happens and what that to-do list looks like. Now, I have those to-do lists. I know how to automate stuff. I know how to get people out of the admin stuff. So, perfect to help my content creators because I understand their language and what they're doing to combine with my love for efficiency. So, it really, James, it really just comes down to look at what you love doing, what is your passion, and what is your community or your audience asking for? And then do the jump. The biggest problem I see is people don't do the jump going from a side hustle to a full-time business. Because what drives us is often enough a pain point. So there might be somebody that has a really great side hustle, but they still have their job and they're paying their bills and everything is fine. And they never get that side hustle off the ground till the boss says, we got to downsize, bye. And suddenly that side hustle starts roaring because they have to make it work. So often enough, it's this building that pressure and causing that pressure yourself before your boss says, bye. And really take that from that side hustle to a full-time business.
That's dope. Like, 100%. Like, that's like really touching because, like, that's like the number one reason I've always been the side hustler. And, you know, just like watching your lives and understanding like what the LGL fam has brought to me, just understanding what this gig is actually about. It is that it's like no one's like truly struggling. It's just like, okay, when are you gonna make it real? Like, when are you gonna boss up and make it real? And it's like, you know, everyone's always talking about like, oh, I got this gear, oh, this camera's coming. And it's like, all right, dude, why are you still working? Why are you still working? You got all that, you did all that. And it's like, all right, if you need website help, here I am. Like, is it that you don't know? Or is it that you think that there's no one here to help you? Or is it that, like, your fear is just, like, catching up with you?
I don't think it's really a question of fear to make this jump. It's more a question of something new. Mm-hmm. Having the job and just running your business as a side hustle, you know what's happening. It's predictable. You know exactly what's going to happen because it's the same thing that happened for months or years already. You know what's going on, so it's comfortable. It's fine. We don't need to try anything new. Still, we have to because something happens. Humans are comfortable. Humans are animals of habit, even if we don't necessarily see those habits. And habits are good as well as bad, no matter if it's the habit of going doing your workout or Netflixing. And the same happens with business. We are in habits. We are in certain programs that we are running in. So one of the programs can be, I'm comfortable getting my paycheck. I know my bills are going to be paid. I'm fine. It's just a habit. I don't have to change anything, which is why a lot of side hustles become full-time hustles when now suddenly somebody is forced to change that if it's suddenly not comfortable anymore. Because the boss said, we are closing down, your job, COVID happens, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen enough of that. The moment the current state becomes too uncomfortable is when people change. And that can be internal pain, that can be
external. Now I can imagine that you know, doing what you do, you get constant emails, constant text messages from people asking for your advice, you know, asking, you know, asking for you know,
all these different types of things, but like, what are some of the reoccurring obstacles that you see every day? Like, what are some of the things that you see happening the most that people kind of mess up when it comes to business?
That actually goes alongside also the question, where was it? I just saw that. With the biggest insecurities I had when overcoming when we started, because we are all going through the same process.
Okay.
No matter how great somebody looks like, no matter how awesome somebody looks like, we are all going through the same struggles. So the struggles I see now, other people reaching out to me are the exact same struggles I went through.
Okay.
One of my big personal ones is based in my accent. So going on camera, talking, whatever, I was always hesitant because, again, my accent, and somebody in my past told me that I sound dumb because of my accent, and I proved him wrong. But with that, there is that insecurity of, going on camera, are people going to understand what I'm talking about? Am I going to be too loud? Am I going to be talking too fast? Am I too... Stop.
Right.
We find so many excuses to not do something. We have how many people on this earth? As long as you make a difference for one of them, you've done your job. So stop finding excuses, which comes to the main issue I see in people. When they're reaching out, and it doesn't really matter what they are struggling with, it usually can be washed out to they are on the effect side. Effect side meaning, I don't want to call it victim mentality. It's not victim mentality. It's just a mindset that me too, me included, we get ourselves in when we get too tired of something, when we gave too much, when we don't fuel ourselves, where it's like, everybody is mad at me, this is not working, life is happening to me. Simply because of whatever the reason is. Again, it can be that you are trying something new and it's just not working out, that you are starting a YouTube channel and you are just growing one drip at a time, where it's like, you just need a short break. And being in an affect state is really a nice way to just take a break. It's like, it's everybody else's fault, I'm out. That is affect. And everybody gets to take a break. The question then is, are you going to do something about it? Are you going to go back into the car state? Cool. So you think my accent is too crazy and nobody's going to understand what I'm talking about? Watch me. So you think my business isn't good enough to make enough money and I cannot afford San Diego? Watch me. Can you switch, after taking your break, back into a car state that says, you know what, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to start getting those data points. I'm going to see what the hell is working and what's not working, and I'm just going to go for it. That is the biggest issue that I see with people, where it is the make or break. With finding, and I mentioned that earlier, finding your passion and finding your values and aligning what you do with that will help you get back into that car state, because you have that inner drive, that itch of doing something because it's near and dear to your heart. And anything else is just little pop-ups and little reasons. What's the word I'm trying to find?
Excuses.
I don't want to do excuses.
Just use it. We talk heavy. Hey, we talk heavy on this show. So it's basically an excuse you're telling yourself. Every reason you can't, to me, I believe every reason you can't is an excuse. Like, I get anxiety with this. And I told you earlier, I said, look, I've been watching your shows and I need you, girl. And you know, and that's just what it is. But me telling you I can't build the website is an excuse, because just like when I say, like, the video is not right, my overlay is not right, that's an excuse. Like, regardless of what I had going on, like, you don't care. Just like yesterday, you told me, you was like, Miles, if it's not on my calendar, I'm not coming on your show. You told me that on your live stream. And I was like,
yep.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. She's really trying to call me out on the Play Myself show. But you was like, yo, if it's not on my calendar, I'm not coming on your show. And then while I was taking a shower this morning, I was like listening to you say, I don't take anything before 10 p.m. because I need my 2 hours. And my wife is just like that. She needs her, like, morning hour or whatever before I can even speak to her. So I was like, okay, I'm speaking my language. It's just not like, I just feel bullied a little bit, but I love it.
No, I just had that conversation, actually. Yes, I live by my calendar. My calendar reminds me where I need to be, when I need to be. It allows me to not have to worry about what's happening tomorrow or in 2 hours. I can just focus on getting stuff done, but that's me. And with that 10 a.m., I just had a slight meltdown in a little group of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Not my community, a community I'm part of, that asked me to coach them, on pricing, getting packages ready. Are you working by hour? Are you working by value? That kind of thing.
Right.
And I offered my time to come in. That's an hour of my time. You don't want to know what my clients pay for an hour of my time. So I am making the rules for that.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I'm not doing anything like this before 10 a.m. in the morning, because I know when I'm trying to do this at 9 a.m., I'm not at my best. I haven't had my coffee yet. I haven't gotten my morning routine done. I'm not at my best, which means I am not delivering my best.
Mm.
Not even my paid clients get to do that.
Right.
So they had pushed back a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, but we want the Europeans to be able to join. We have some consultants coming from over there. And I'm like, hold, I'm German. That whole time change is in my blood. It's 9 hour difference. When it's 10 a.m. over here, it's 19, so 7 p.m. over in Germany. I am not cutting anything out from Europe or anything. And honestly, if they want to come and if they want to be coached and learn something, they will make the time at 7 p.m. We are not talking to 8
a.m. Yep. Now, I hear you.
Now, James, sorry to cut you off. James asked, what are data points? He was directing that towards
any learnings. My brain works in, quote, data points, meaning something didn't work. Cool. Let's dive into it. What is that information that I can pull out? What didn't work? Why didn't it work? Who did I have in there? Who did I talk to? Who did I target? All of that information, all of those answers to those questions are data points. It's just data points, information. What have you learned out of this? What can you adjust next time to be better?
Okay. Did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask her?
Now, I have a bunch of questions for you.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to take
over. No. I was like, you're right. I have a bunch of questions. I forgot most of them. My phone is over there, so I got to go grab my phone real quick. But, like, my questions are, like, really fun questions. And a lot of them are based on just, like, whatever I feel like you weren't speaking about and, like, what the people might want to know from you. Because, like I said, you're a very inspiring person. And I was very inspired by just watching you speak. So, like, the questions I have for you were just, like, crazy questions. Like, what do you think the most overrated American holiday is and or German?
You guys are crazy.
I'm myself sure.
Like, yeah. I can't be down on Labor Day because Germans have Labor Day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely deserve a holiday, having said that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not necessarily so much which holiday is overrated, but rather what certain holidays have been made to. It's like Labor Day. Labor Day, right? We are celebrating the people that put food on our table, pretty much.
Mommy and Daddy.
We are talking blue collar, we are talking about the people actually putting the work in rather than I don't want to take us nerds down and sitting on the computer, don't get me wrong, but actual physical labor, that stuff can wear you out and screw up your retirement. So, cool, let's actually celebrate them. And what do? We are making it a drink party by the beach.
Exactly.
Seems like any holiday is kind of like a let's get smashed by the beach or on the lake kind of thing.
Wait. You're San Diego, so you get smashed by the beach a lot. So don't give us that.
Actually not.
No?
I work on Labor Day.
Well, no, Labor Day, but on a random Wednesday, you could be here at the beach.
I could be.
Yeah. So, all right, fair.
We deal with too many tourists here, so we are going to the beach Tuesday through Thursdays so that we skip the whole tourist people from Friday through Monday.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. If I lived up to that, I would do the same thing.
here's a work habit question. Wake up early or go to sleep late?
Neither.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's rephrase that. What does early mean?
You tell me. It's up to you. Up to you. Play myself.
I get up. James, we are coming back to data points. I have spent the last year figuring out what works best for me.
Mm.
I've never been a 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning person. Anybody that tells you you can teach your body, do that is lying.
It's not true. You're in the military.
I had to get up. When I was an electrician, I had to get up at 4:30 for 3 years. I never got my body trained to do that. I am not functioning right for the first 4 hours. I am having to have 2 coffees. You can make it happen. Don't get me wrong. Right. Yes, you can get up and you can live a life. But are you living your life to your best self? That's my question.
Yeah, I got you.
So for me, I get up, my alarm, my alarm is off Saturdays and Sundays, but I still wake up in that same time frame. Monday through Friday, my alarm goes off at 6:30. 6:30, I get up, let the dog out, come back, have my coffee, sit on my patio, and that first hour is just me, whatever I want to do.
What kind of dog do you have?
Sleepyhead, golden, lab, German shepherd, husky, mutt, whatever you call it. He looks like a golden lab.
All right. So we
do our morning, and it's like that first hour is just me. If that means I just want to spend the hour browsing through Instagram, I will be browsing Instagram. If that means I just want to be by myself with my thoughts and watch people walk by, whatever that is. And I am usually in bed by 10:30.
Okay.
10:30, 11. Between 10:30 and 11:30. Yeah, in that area.
What are getting back to your job? Like, what are some of the things that you're excited about this year, and what are you excited about for the future as well?
Holy cannoli!
That's a loaded question.
Are we talking projects? Are we talking business? Are we talking personal?
It can be anything that you're excited about. It could be business. It could be personal. It could be both.
I'm looking past the camera because literally my annual calendar is right there. We have Leap Into Life coming up next week. I am part of that. So that'll be really fun. And that'll be probably also part of announcing my collaboration with Ecamm. So I have a limited series coming up October and November with Ecamm, where I'm literally walking you through how to efficiently run a live stream.
Right, I'll be there. Yeah.
Coming. I am working on finalizing a book deal. There is a business personal thing going on. I am launching a new book program and training in January. So that planning is happening with the announcement of pre-sale and setting up that certification.
Mm-hmm.
I am working on my private pilot license, so I'm hoping to actually get up more in the air. I haven't been up flying in a while, so I'm like, we need to get that in there somewhere too. So yeah, which one would you like? There's a few things going on.
Well, it sounds like a lot going on. I mean, I don't have that going on.
Evie, if there's one thing you can tell your 25-year-old self, advice-wise, what would it be?
I get to curse, right?
You can do whatever you want. Play my song.
Stop giving a shit so much about what other people say.
For sure.
That right there, because your tribe is going to get you. Your tribe is going to understand you. Your tribe is going to love you, and everybody else doesn't matter.
Mm.
And I'm still learning that one.
Still I got you. So I say this, right? So when you came home from Germany, like when you came to America, right? And it's kind of a personal question. When you came to America, like I try not to have expectations, and I really think I don't have expectations. And bar the tragic event that happened in your family, what was like, where did you go to, and like, why San Diego?
So I ended up in Sacramento first.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up there because my first husband's cousin lived there. So we already had some people right there. He had work lined up. So that's why Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, fast forward, I don't even know what for I came to San Diego. Mm. I came for something. My niece was living in San Diego already, so I stayed with her, and I came into town, and I had connected with Jen Herman, who is an Instagram influencer, teacher, coach, consultant, all the things. Anybody want to learn Instagram, Jen Herman is your girl. She has all the rundowns. And I had met her online, and we had completely clicked.
You guys have the same last name?
No, hers is Herman, mine is Hyman.
Oh, sorry.
There is a little bit of difference.
I tried to connect her.
Yeah, like when we are around, you cannot separate us. And I come into town, and I message her. You know, just an online connection. We knew each other for a year or two. And I messaged him like, hey, I'm coming into town. You want to go grab a drink?
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And to this day, I still see this scene in my head. She picks me up. We go downtown, one of the rooftop bars, little side table, two gorgeous chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the drinks and the appetizers come, and both of us in the same moment get up from the chair, move the menu out of the way, find the right lighting to get ready to take pictures for Instagram.
Wow.
And that was the moment, plus everything that came after, where I'm like, I'm done. At some point, I'm moving to San Diego. My tribe is here. My people is here. The weather is freaking amazing. You are right by the beach. It's just, I felt home. I never, ever need snow ever in my life again. I had enough of that in Germany. Four seasons are overrated, just saying. I love my East weather Coast. Here. Oh, hell. Do you guys know? No. That's even worse than Germany. Hurricane and snow that high going on. I'll come visit in the summer, but that's about it.
Not that bad
here. Crazy weather over there.
Do you still cook German food? Do you know how to make schnitzel?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, it's my favorite. I go to German bars to watch football.
Oh, yeah. And I want to see if I can bring my tradition back. I used to do German after Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So the Saturday right after Christmas, because nobody is doing anything.
Right.
It's not New Year's yet, and everybody is done with their holiday celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I used to invite all of my friends. When we had the big house, I used to invite everybody of us, all our different circles. We emptied out the living room, set up tables, and I cooked roasted duck, red cabbage, and potato dumplings.
Mm.
A German Christmas dinner, and then everybody else. We had one more, multiple side. dishes, one more main dish, some desserts, and it was just getting everybody together. I love cooking. I hate cooking for myself.
I love cooking.
For myself, though, everybody else, yes. But myself, I'm like, I'm going to be slaving in the kitchen for 3 hours, and then I'm full by the time I'm done cooking. And then I have to
That's true. Too. I could see that.
I love cooking.
So,
yeah, like,
for yourself?
I cook for myself, bro. Like, I love cooking. You already know that, though.
Yeah.
God, my goodness.
So, Evie, did you have anything?
I also have the advantage of being in San Diego, and finally everything is opened up again. I'm actually exploring a new brewery on Friday. Oh, they have some mac and cheese on the menu. And
that's my jam, too.
Testing some beer with it. I'm like, right by the water, Sunset Beer, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, right now, during the last 10 minutes of our show, we just want to maybe open it up to the live chat. It looks like only James and Jackie got us in here right now. But if they have any questions, and if you have any questions of us, we'd be like, we're definitely willing to answer anything you have right now. And I look forward to working with you more. And we'll be at Leaping Alive. Because it was only, it's really cheap, and like I spoke to Doc today. He gave me a free week. I spoke to Doc today, and I'll be there. And it's so will Mo. So if you have anything of us, ask. This is new to us, and if you have any advice, especially, I'm willing to take it. We're willing to take it. The biggest rumor.
Where? What's your goal with the show? Where do you want to take it?
So. We might have different goals for the show, but I'll tell you what my goal is. My goal is to just build that community, right? So I say, okay, 3,000 folks. And folks usually meet, like we met, in a Facebook, community. And just people that, you know, might have like-minded, like my own tribe. So where people might be like-minded, they might think like me, they might think like Mo. And they just need help on, you know, making a casserole or doing whatever, and meetups, right? Because like, I feel like in every city, there might be like 5 or 10 people that like listen to the show or that will listen to the show. And that's our people. So like, if they want to meet up, watch a football game, have a beer, like, or just come in and do this live chat or do this like stream with us, like, this is built for the tribe. So, yeah, that's it, as far as I'm concerned.
I think we have similar goals. I'm big into the community. So I'd like to give them a platform as well. Let them come in, talk about their businesses, you know, and then, you know, we can all be friends afterwards, hang out, you know, and it's really for the people, because the people listen to us. You know, so I'm all about getting out, talking to people, having a good time, letting people know that I'm a regular guy with a 9 to 5 job, you know, but I'm a regular dude, you know what I mean? And so they can, you know, they can come on our show and they don't have to worry about having a certain stature, you know, because some podcasts, some places they want you to have a certain stature in order to have to be on that platform. You know what I mean? And so we like, at least me, and I know Miles, he wants to have more of that community kind of platform where anyone can come on and hang out, and, you know, so that's really the goal. And I mean, as far as viewers, you know, it's to the roof, you know, I want everybody to be able to watch, you know what I mean? But that's just my view on it.
Love it. Love it. With that, and considering you just put that out there, so you're probably going to get about 1,000 requests for guests within the next few hours here.
Come on.
Little tip for me, just because I am, I'm the workflow.
You're the guru.
Yeah, you are.
Miles, you already mentioned my YouTube channel. There is a specific playlist for my live streamers where I show you how you can use a form to collect all of your speaker information. Like, you get lucky with me. I just sent you to my speaker page and everything was there. Mm-hmm. Many speakers don't have that, where you want the headshot, you want the bio, and where can I find you, and how can I, you know, all of the stuff. That is always the biggest issue with having guests, on getting all that information. Yeah. And that also becomes the biggest admin piece in something like this, when you bring on guests, because you need to schedule them, you need to update them often enough. Experienced it myself. I'm like, I told you I needed it in my calendar. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But often enough, a lot of show hosts also experience speakers that know they are scheduled. They have a calendar link, yet they are still not showing up. So you're reminding them and just building out that process to make sure those speakers also show up. I have a couple of videos on that, how you can automate that, how you can make sure you get all that information from your speakers. You're not missing something.
Right.
How you can go back and say, you know, that crazy German that we had there like 2 years ago, let's bring her back. Let's see what was her email. Building that database up and just making that admin stuff of your dream a little bit.
Right. So with that said, Evie, like, tell us about, I mean, we have like 7 minutes left, but like, tell us about like what you do. Cause it seems like you make all that stuff easier for everyone else. I'm just like, how? Because you don't do any of it for people. Like, that's just what I've seen. It's like, she doesn't do any of what she's saying for me. She just wants to show me how to do it using a tool. But I always get lost in the sauce because if I come in the live stream, you're like, all right, we're updating this. This is the new update plus this. I'm like, wait, what is it?
Put your blinders on. No matter which tool, they will always be updating. So stop that shiny object syndrome, because chances are, even when they're updating, your setup is still working. And you don't need to this new fancy, just like with equipment. Love my life, people, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I just upgraded my setup again, but I also stopped.
Mm-hmm.
There is people that are getting so caught up in that shiny object syndrome. Oh, there is a new feature. This works new. I need a new camera. I need a new microphone. No. And especially with tools and those workflows, they usually work for at least 6 months, if not 12 months. Yes, we want to polish them. Yes, we want to update them.
Right, right, right.
But just because they roll out a new update doesn't break your old stuff. That barely ever happens.
So, yeah, Merkin.
Yeah, Miles.
So, Mo's talking about, like, so I bought these couches today for $10 each, and they look awesome. But I was like, I wanted to see how it was in, like, fucking seats, you know? And I'm a fiend for a garage sale. If I see something on Facebook Market, I'm gonna go get it. Especially gonna make like so like when like the live comes to Albany, I forget what it's called. Like, is it Leaping? No, not Leaping Alive. It's not coming to Albany.
Is people in video.
People in video, right? Coming to Albany.
If you want to see me on the stage, I applied as a speaker. I'll be there.
So boom. So you might end up here. So what I'm saying is, like, that's my goal. Like, to have, you know, if I can have 10 of you hot shots come to the crib, I'm like, boom.
No, say the
word. You can't
say what I'm upset about, all right? Because what I'm upset about is that you keep changing the setup every week. Yeah. 1 week we're over here, next week we're over here.
I got
next week we're over there. And so the setup, Listen. Let me finish. The setup last week was perfect. And I'm like, yo, I'm with it. I love it. And he said, okay, this is going to be the last change that we go through. And if you don't believe me, ask Mike. Mike, did he not say that?
I would.
Yeah. He was there for it.
You were there. Mike trying to sell me a couch.
So in the same sense, I'm like, I don't care if you try to charge out. Just don't move the camera around. Don't, you know, that was my biggest thing.
So big shout out to Sarah Screwloose.
I have to agree with Mo on that.
Me too. I have to agree with Mo too on that. But
and like find a favorite spot, roll with it, stick with it, because the time you lose being off camera, adjusting things, accidentally unplugging a microphone because you unplugged the cable.
Yes, preach.
The apartment I am in right now is based on my video setup. My desk and my office and my video setup is the first thing. The problem you have, not just switching out a chair or something like that, or changing the backdrop, changing some little knick-knack behind the scenes, no big deal. But if I constantly move this setup to over there and to over there, my lights right now are barely in that angle of not being in my glasses. Mm. If I move that over, how are the lights going to be? I'm going to be spending freaking 3 hours adjusting my lights again. Where does my microphone has to be? What's my camera angle? What looks good? Little tweaks here and there and updating and adjusting, yes. But find a backdrop, find a corner, set up your studio, and stop moving.
Yeah.
You are wasting too much time.
Miles, you're wasting too much time, bruh.
This is going to get really bad.
You're wasting too much time, bruh. Listen to the guru.
Give him a good hug, please. Nobody cares.
I know.
Nobody cares. Except for me. Your setup as much as you do. So how much time do you want to put into this?
No more, Evie. Thanks, coach.
You're not making any money off of moving your stuff around.
I know.
And I had to learn this the hard way, too. I spend so much time putting into a website because I'm just so picky about it. And in the end, nobody cares.
Well, your website is nice.
Nice. Have fun with it. Move it.
You're right. Your website is nice.
Hey, you got it.
But who made your website so nice?
I built my own website. When I started out, this is just a quarter of an inch off. I spent an hour aligning the stuff right. Screw that. Nobody sees that other than me.
That's why you don't have Love or Thirst tonight, because I was going through it and I was like, I can't get the font. And I get obsessed about fonts. So I was like, F it. No Love or Thirst, nobody. You're right, though.
Process is better than perfect. You're never going to reach perfection. The process is what matters.
100%. Evie, tell the people where they
go. Now everybody got to see you rant.
No, you're not ranting. Evie, I seen you rant, and this wasn't a rant. Trust me, I watched 10 hours plus of you. So,
Have I seen any comments
of mine? No. Yes, you have, and you shouted me up. That was one time, but that's only because I saw you caught me. But I'll comment more.
Yo, I subscribed twice. I got one on my TV, and I got one on my phone. I subscribed twice to your channel.
That's something right here for you guys watching. That's how you get people excited. That's how you support those two guys. Don't just subscribe and hit that bell. Pop into the comment section. Let people know. I don't care who your favorite person to watch is or to listen to. We, all of us content creators, we sit here and we pour our heart and soul into this. And believe me, it's like I'm literally still doing the happy dance when I get a notification on my phone that somebody commented on my channel.
Same.
We know so many people. We all have this where it's like live show. You have 15 people watching, yet only 3 people keep commenting. Come on.
Yeah, we got 11 people watching, only 3 people like this. This is what I don't understand either, Evie.
I am guilty here too. I also watch a lot and not comment every single time.
For sure.
But if any of us going out there, watching stuff, engage with it. Let people know you've watched it. Let them know what you liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so often as a content creator that we are just talking to a camera. If we are not on a live show with guests, we are just talking to a camera.
Right. No, that's
you guys watching make us feel special by commenting, by talking with us. No matter if that's a live show or if that's a recorded video, just pop in the comments. comment section. Even if you just say first, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I always say, I'm here, I'm ready for class. But here's the thing. So not only want you to explain where people can find you, and I'll be in touch, because, you know, like, just watching what you do, I think it's amazing, especially what you talked about today with, like, those so-called hurdles / limiting beliefs. I think that what you do is awesome, and an hour might be what I need. But where could people find you? And I'll put, like, your website and everything, if that's what you're going to say, in the comments for after this. And I think some of it might already be in there. But, yeah, and, like, what actually is it that you help people with?
Business efficiency. That's pretty much what it comes down to. My YouTube channel has started as more tool-based and processes. How do you make things happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm moving more and more also into the personal side of things and mindset. How can we get rid of those limiting beliefs? How can we make those changes in us so we can make that change in business? And mm-hmm. you pretty much can find me anywhere. It's Ask Evie, AskYVI. I was lucky enough to get that username pretty much anywhere and everywhere, as well as the website.
Right. All right. Go. So if anyone has anything for Evie, we already took a lot of her time. You have 1 minute to ask her whatever you want to ask her right now in the live chat. I think there's only 11, there's 11 people, not only, there's 11 people in there, even though we only have 4 likes, but there are 11 people in there. If anything for Evie, just ask her.
Go like the video now.
Ask her right now, or forever hold your peace, because she's here and she's a guru. She's
very inspiring.
Yeah, she is who she is. And if you ever get a chance to subscribe to her channel, do it ASAP, because she goes off on her following. Like, and I was there spying. No, I know.
I talk about the bush. It's like, there's enough. I call it fluff. If you want a babysitter and somebody tell you it's all great, don't come to me. I compliment people. I see what people are doing. I encourage people. Don't give me wrong. I am not. What's his face over on American Idol?
Oh, Simon Cowell.
Thank you. I'm not him. I see and acknowledge when people are doing well and putting in the work. But I also believe in that the fastest way between A and B is a straight line, which means I'm talking straight up, I'm talking how I see it, and I'm speaking from experience. So if there are people out there that need more fluff, that need more emotion, that need more hand-holding, there's a lot of people for that out there. But if you simply just want an answer and an honest answer to your question.
Mm-hmm.
German, straight up to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you guys are just going out there just doing it.
Nah, for sure. Travis, like, so Travis asked me about, like, new, like, because I got a new sign. He built it, and he's like, well, where are you going to put that? I'm like, dude, like, it's going to get put not here. This is like, this is stage left. I got a plan, bro. Like, I got a plan. Like, I just put a Raspberry Pi in, and the sign is going stage right. Trust me. And when always dudes come from people the video, they'll see it, and it'll be awesome. And Mo and I just sitting back like, oh, Miles had a plan. So that's me. Hold on. Is that a question for you, Evie? Can we do
yeah, so ask what's my favorite part about being an influencer coach. Interestingly, I still don't see myself as an influencer. Apparently, I'm becoming one. I am making a change somewhere, but I don't know. Influencer, the word just, I don't know. The coach part, what excites me the most is seeing my clients succeed. Where it's like, you know what? I took Friday off just because I can. Mm-hmm. And I just did a 3-day trip just because I can. We just hired somebody new. I don't have to do the crap anymore that I don't want to do. Or even just that spark in somebody's eyes of, oh, I get it. That right there, that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
And making shit work.
Hey, that's dope. I love it. So, thank you. And
yes, thank you.
We will see you at the conference in October, and I owe you a huge hug. And thank you, and I'll see you in our community.
Thanks.
Can't wait.
Thanks. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. All right. And we're out. Thank all you right. for playing myself. So Boogie.
Yeah, it's Boogie.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was dope.
She is awesome.
By the way, you are still broadcasting.
Oh, we're still what? Yeah, we're still. Oh. Yeah, we gotta wait 20 seconds for the end card.
Oh, you are running the end card. Got it.
Dude, these were worth $10, bro.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.